Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Very strong words from Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, sick and twisted. Hamas is to free all of the hostages now, or it is over for you. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday issued a new ultimatum to Hamas, demanding that the terror group immediately release all remaining hostages or be destroyed. Shalom Hamas means hello and goodbye. You can choose, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Release all of the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you. What does this really mean? And has Donald Trump really been negotiating directly with Hamas? Hard to understand what is happening here. Mark Zell is the American Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of the Republican Overseas Israel. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm great. Good to speak to you and your listeners this morning, Howard.
It's likely the strongest language we've seen from Donald Trump. Does this indicate his frustration with the situation?
Well, I think the answer to that is clearly yes. And you mentioned in your opening remarks that he appears to be, you used the word negotiating directly with Hamas. Very interesting. It appears that that's true, that his Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, has been in touch with Hamas. The word negotiating probably is an overstatement. I think the main purpose, as I understand it, of his communication with the Hamas folks is to convey this very strong message that you saw in the tweet, in the posting on the Truth yesterday. But what I think may be happening is, the question is, what does it mean when right. Trump was talking about all hell's going to break loose? I don't have any inside information on this, although I've got some. There are some clues that what he's talking about may not really be what we normally would think of as some kind of massive military attack on Hamas. It may be something a little bit more subtle, but much more powerful. And we can talk about that.
Well, what are those options?
Well, here's the question. One of the things that Donald Trump that typifies his negotiating strategy, and I mentioned in the art of the deal, is to keep the other side off balance. And to do that, you need to understand and to get in the mind of your counterparty. What is it that they want? What are they most afraid of? How can you keep them off balance? Now, the Hamas is not your ordinary negotiating counterparty. I mean, they don't really mind being bombed. We've seen that. Mm.
They certainly don't care about their people.
That's right. They don't mind sacrificing their own people. So death and martyrdom and all of that are not really going to get into the mind or be a problem for the Hamas. What would be? Well, that has to do with what Hamas's goals are. Hamas is very clear about this. It's the destruction of Israel and the removal of its Jewish inhabitants. That is the ultimate goal of Hamas, and they're prepared to do anything in order to achieve that. Now, how do you deal with a counterparty like this? Well, the one thing that's going to be most upsetting and disturbing to the Hamas is if that goal is frustrated. Now, how would that be? If, as a result of the discussions, Hamas ends up not only bolstering, strengthening Israel, but extending its territorial reach by giving up land, by increasing Jewish sovereignty, or creating Jewish sovereignty, not only over Gaza, but over Judea and Samaria, the West Bank as well. And I think maybe that, maybe that could be Trump's hidden message that he's communicating to them through Witkoff. You dare, if you don't do what I'm assisting on, getting all the hostages back immediately, right, then you're going to lose. You're going to lose big time.
Everything. Yeah.
And,
It's
an idea.
Yeah. The other comment that he made, there were two parts to it. The other comment was that Hamas leadership should leave Gaza while they still have the chance. What does that mean?
That's right. Well, it means exactly that. I mean, what is it that Hamas is going to get out of doing this deal with, so-called deal with Donald Trump? That is, it basically, the leadership will survive. They have to just pick up and leave. And then what happens with Gaza and Judea and Samaria after that will be up to nobody really knows. But that's the only thing they get out of this, is just basically avoid the total loss of their dream of destroying Israel. Okay, so that's I think might be something along the lines of what's on the table right now.
What are the chances, though, of Hamas taking this seriously?
I think very low. Mm. I think he understands that. And what he's basically told, by the way, the other thing we didn't mention is he said that the White House said at the briefing yesterday, Caroline Levitt, that this message to Hamas was made after consultations with the Israeli government, and indeed the Prime Minister's office confirmed that yesterday. So if Hamas decides, like it may well do, to turn down this this proposal, Israel has got the green light to do what it needs to do. And what Trump is saying to Israel, in my view, in light of what I've just mentioned, is you go in, not only do you take over, you commence military operations along the lines that you decided with such modalities as you choose, but when you do it, you destroy the idea of a Palestinian state.
Right. Is there, he hasn't given, there's no time frame to this.
No.
Because last time he said by noon on whenever it was the hostages had to be released. This time he hasn't done that.
He hasn't done that. And all that does is increase the uncertainty and the unpredictability of what's going to happen. And that, of course, is the other thing that he loves to do in his negotiations or diplomatic discussions or whatever it happens to be. And that is keep the other side totally off balance. They have no idea what lays in store for them. And that's I think, is what's happening here.
Well, in fact, that's very much the Donald Trump, as you said, methodology. The fact that he could throw Zelensky out of the White House or Oval Office and cancel the lunch just means that pretty much anything can happen.
Howard, I just wanted to add, to your listeners, this statement that he released that you quoted in part a moment ago came after he was meeting with a delegation of former hostages in the Oval Office at the White House. This wasn't just a statement made in a vacuum. It came immediately after he had this firsthand encounter with Eliyahu Sharabi and the other, I think there are six or seven hostages that he met with at the White House. This is another thing that typifies Donald Trump's style. I mean, when he goes in and he likes to see the problems firsthand, he doesn't simply rely on news media or secondhand reports. He sees it first, with his own two eyes and ears. And this was the result. That's very powerful.
Very.
Encounter he had yesterday.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, Mark Zell, an American Israeli lawyer, chairman of the Republicans Overseas in Israel. It is 7:30.